Yo, the Gina Lee Fuentes show is officially live.
Wake up.
Count it down, baby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Gina Lee Fuentes show with Gina and Ando on Kiss 97.3.
So smartphone addiction is actually creating an imbalance in your brain. Who is addicted to their smartphone in this room?
I'm not. I'm just addicted to the internet.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't that be the same thing?
Not really. Because I go back home. I'm not on my phone.
Okay, when you say you're addicted to the internet, what do you mean by that? In what way are you addicted to the internet, Ando?
Just by going on it every single day. Like, I cannot go a day without going on the internet.
For how long?
For searching stuff, I'm just on it. Like, all
so
day.
You're educating yourself. You're looking out. That's not so bad if it's that.
Yeah. Well,
and you're playing games, though, a majority of the time.
That's the main thing.
Like, that's the main thing. So you're addicted to gaming, then?
Yeah, online
that's
gaming.
A thing.
Yeah.
Online gaming.
Not just playing by myself.
You play games with
online.
People around the world.
Yeah.
And you get kicked out of rooms quite often.
What do you do?
He gets kicked out.
The other day,
I called him to ask him a question, and I FaceTimed him. And he answers the FaceTime and he's not looking at me. I'm like, what are you looking at? I thought he was looking at the TV. He's looking at his screen. He goes, I just got kicked out of the room. pushes himself back in the chair. And then I didn't know what to say because I was like, you still look like you're in the room to me. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
I was like, wait, is this like a mental thing? I was like, what's going on? I'm like, you look like you're in the room, bro. Like, I don't think anybody kicked you out. No, on the game. What do you want? And I'm like,
actually, I forgot. I'm going to let you go.
What gets you kicked out of the room? Being bad at the game or talking smack? What do you do?
Bad internet connection. Some of these people are from like Brazil. They're all the way to China. So like if the internet connection is bad, they're like, nah, I'm not going to play against you because it drops. So
it's like,
I was waiting for like 10
minutes. Doesn't have to be a certain amount of people to kick you out?
No, just one person. Whoever's hosting the room.
Okay, so the host has to kick you out.
He gets kicked out of, he gets kicked out of the room.
Aww.
And I didn't know what he meant by that because I was like, you look like you're still in the room, bro. I think everything's okay. I didn't know what was going
bad
on.
Bad for you, Ando. I'm sorry.
All upset.
But none of you guys are addicted to your phones?
No, I am.
I'm not.
Nah.
Yeah. I'll be on my phone if I have it. But if I leave it at home, I'm like,
You ready for the imbalances? The brain imbalance it causes is drowsiness and anxiety. Well, then I guess everybody's got a problem.
Not me.
Everybody on this show is drowsy and anxious.
Well, it's 6 in the morning.
The Gina Lee Fuentes Show on Kiss 97.3. Letters to Gina and Ando on Kiss 97.3.
All right, let's get right into this letter right now. Hi, Gina. My name is Aaron. I'm from Albuquerque, born and raised. I'm in a relationship, and I've been in this relationship for 4 years, but here's where the problem lies. She cheats all the time. I love her, and I have forgiven her, but she does this to me constantly. Well, I finally decided I was going to step out for the first time. I was going to cheat as well. Problem is, now the girl that I cheated with, my side girl, she's pregnant. I haven't told my girlfriend of 4 years. Help. How would I approach this with my girlfriend? Keep in mind, his girlfriend is the one who has consistently cheated for 4 years. Okay, and he's like, okay, you said you're sorry. You're not going to do this again. Okay.
But she's a pro. She didn't get pregnant.
She's a pro. She didn't get pregnant. All right, so we know that Aaron is listening this morning. He is not till today. You know, at least I think he's going to try to do this and figure this out for today. He has not figured out a way to tell her. Ando, you think he should just ghost her? Just forget
it.
Because the girlfriend, has already cheated.
If you don't live with her, if you live with her now, you have to dip out, take care of business. You know, because I would just ghost her until, you know, she's going to continue to bug me. But if you cheated on me like all those times, why should I give you the benefit of telling you what's actually really going on?
But he loves her. I mean, he didn't leave her before. Why is he
didn't
leave her
before.
Now?
You got to think about that, too.
But he has to now.
Well, baby changes love, though.
Unless his girlfriend, the one that cheated on him, is willing to accept that he's going to have a new kid, then maybe it can work out.
I think the girlfriend's going to look at him differently, right? Is that what you're trying to say? That it's going to change the situation?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that's a whole other human involved, you know, on top of that.
It happens. Maybe she'll straighten up.
You made it sound like it was like the easiest conversation, Mike. You were just like, well, you know,
Well, I don't know. I've heard about a lot of complicated relationships these days. People having babies and kids with other people and all kinds of nonsense. So just say, hey, guess what? I'm a baby daddy to someone else. That's not a new concept.
Casual.
So, yeah.
Just have that casual conversation. Yeah. You feel like it's going to be casual conversation because I feel like she's going to lose it. Just
take out the newspaper. By the way, roll it out.
Funny thing happened.
I just kind of shook things up just a little. But you know, Aaron is in need of this solid advice, especially if maybe you've gone through this or just in general, you're just like, bruh, here, this is what you need to do. He needs that advice. Let's take it to the phone line. Tell you're on live. What's your name?
Hey, this is Ken. Man, you got to tell Aaron he's got to man up. First of all, if he's got a girl that's a player, he needs to get rid of her. Yeah, unless that's what he wants. But he needs to man up, first of all. Get rid of that girl. Take care of your responsibility that you now have with this other girl. He needs to get rid of that chick. He needs to man up.
Good morning, Kiss 97.3. What advice do you have for Aaron?
Jason, he needs to leave her and go be with the girl that he got pregnant, maybe. Try and make that work.
Ando's like, no.
Yeah, I mean, who knows if he's willing to be with him or not, if it was just a one-night stand for her, Andrew, or what. But he needs to get rid of that other chick, you know. He shouldn't have been there in the first place. Love or not, she don't love him if she's cheating.
Good morning, Kiss 97.3. What advice do you have for Aaron?
My name is Sarah. Leave. You shouldn't even been in the relationship to begin with if they're going to be cheating on each other. I mean, now he's stooping to her level, and now he has to worry about the wrongs that he did.
Yeah, he's a sucker.
Two wrongs don't make a right. That's what it is. Two wrongs don't make it right. You know, he should have left.
Exactly, and now he's stressing about the wrong that he did. Why just leave the first time she cheated? He should have left.
The Gina Lee Fuentes Show on Kiss 97.3. Celebrity Radar with Gina Lee Fuentes. Kiss 97.3.
Albuquerque, good morning. 9:35 on your Friday, November 3rd. I'm Gina Lee Fuentes. Well, what do you know? Miss Cardi B vowed to be a better example for young girls. And this is a direct quote. I realize after Halloween, a lot of girls are looking up to me and they love me and they're thinking she's awesome. But I was like, yo, I really need to be a better example and be better. So to all my hood rat friends, can't hang.
We're both in the same boat.
Can't hang with the hood rats.
Can't hang out with my hood rat friends anymore either.
Yeah?
Yeah, they just hold me down.
No, okay. Well, that can happen. I'm not going to say that it does. I didn't know what to say to that.
No, I just,
you know.
You guys rats will hold you down.
You guys don't have hood rat friends?
I do.
Yeah, she said I do.
She's so disappointed.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I think you should always at least have one hood rat friend.
Either that or I am the hood rat in my group.
Yeah. Counting
if I have
none,
then chances are that I'm
You don't
hood
need
rat
hood rat friends. Friends.
Maybe you're the hood rat.
That's what I just said.
Out of your friends, yeah.
If I don't have any hood rats, then maybe I'm a hood rat.
So then you could be my hood rat friend.
There you go. You do have one, Mike.
Yeah.
All y'all have one. Yeah. I'm right here.
She's on the rat friend.
You have those tendencies.
Stop it. No, I don't.
Once she gets going.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I will dance on a table.
That's not
I will
ghetto.
Get kicked out of a bar because I start taking pictures on the pool table, which has happened more than once.
I don't think that's ghetto.
All my hood rat friends had babies and grew up. So
yeah.
What does that make?
Okay,
that doesn't
I didn't
make
have
them
babies.
Hood rats.
Never got knocked up.
You're kind of bougie, though.
You are
so
bougie.
So I'm a bougie hood rat.
You bougie. Yeah.
Cardi B Jr.
Watch out, y'all. I have my rap album coming out. A little bit of country in there.
I'm down with that. That sounds good.
You never know. All right, so Paul Wall is giving all the Astros players. I'm all Astro. Astros players that won the big game, the World Series, grills. Hey. And we're going to correct you, Mike. You thought it was a grilling machine.
I thought it was a nice barbecue.
A barbecue grill.
It's not a barbecue grill.
Mm-mm. It's grills that go in your mouth.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I need one of those.
No, what?
I could not even
customize
see you with
Ando mouth grill.
Yeah. Like just like those old school crunk cups. Have you seen those little John's crunk cups?
Yeah.
It's all bedazzled.
I'll get those too.
I can just do that for you.
I'll get you the gum wrapper to put
I've
on your teeth.
Before,
and we'll see how
that hurts. That feels weird when
with
you put foil
on your teeth.
Yeah.
Get it right in front of your teeth,
it's
not
like
the back
nails
of your
on the
teeth.
Chalkboard.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
Like seriously. I was like, I did not pass gas. You did.
He has a stink face.
Honey Bala was all like
right behind you.
Right behind me. I was like, I know I did not pass gas. That would be a problem if I wasn't realizing I was doing that. Yeah. My age would be
it's
creeping
a small
up.
Small studio.
It was all Silent but violent all at once. All right, so Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez said they're just trying to figure it out. You guys, y'all are just making it crazy. These two are back together. We all gave it a certain amount of time, less than a year. Mike gave it a week.
That's a high school romance that just keeps going. They're going to break up and get together and break up and get together.
I know.
Forever.
They're both going to be 90 years old. And we're going to be like, oh, yeah, they think they're together again.
I'm tired of you, Justin.
You know, I think it's going to be a good album, and as well as if they have kids after this.
Yeah, you know what?
Kids and album going to come
She's
out.
She's got
this.
A new kidney, you guys. She could get knocked up.
Because of a new kidney?
Get you knocked
I don't know.
Up.
There's something new in her body.
Everyone knows that when you get a kidney,
well,
you have a kid.
I'm not a doctor.
What a stitches I'm
not. Clearly you're not a doctor.
It's what the kidney
There's
says
no relation
for, right,
to
Gina?
The kidney and reproduction.
Gosh, y'all.
That I'm aware of.
Make it sound like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Damn, girls had a new kidney.
Looking good.
That is your celebrity radar. I'm Gina Lee Fuentes. Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Gina Lee Fuentes. Fuentes with a Z. Facebook, Gina Lee Fuentes fan page. Click like.
And Amanda, you can check me out. Find me at AT3Official. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Just everyone on social media. Just check me out, AT3Official.
I'm Ani. You can find me on Snapchat. It's Gravels. But with a D.
Drabbles.
Drabbles.
If it's hard for you to think about and explain, that's pretty rough. You should switch it to somebody love.
Please change it. I don't know how to change it.
Having to follow you every time just throws me off.
You don't even
like,
know.
Like, do I speak now? Is the explanation over?
Like,
Drabbles, Drabbles with
it's
a D.
Drabbles.
And a G. She's like thinking about it. Is it a G or a D?
No, with
a
why did I wait?
It's like gravel on the road, but with a D.
Because it's a combination of what now?
That's the best
dragons
way to
and
it.
Wolves.
There you
See,
go.
I mixed up the words and I got drabble.
And y'all say I'm crazy. And y'all say I'm hood rat. Hello.
Yeah, that right there. That right there.
Mike, how do they find you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Michael Conforti, you can find me Library Bar and Grill, 3rd and Central, or on Snapchat, CKCFF.
We'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow morning. Remember, always reach for the stars because that's where you belong.
The Gina Lee Fuentes Show on Kiss 97.3.